We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Boyaka! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Hour Friday. Midday show. Andy and Randy, you have 35 minutes to tweet us a picture of whatever it is that you're drinking. We'll give you a shout-out at TBM929, at RandyMac81. Final hour of the show brought to you by Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 15 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. We'll get into some NBA playoffs preview conversation in just a couple of seconds as well, because every series in the first round has at least one great storyline. Many of them have multiple great storylines.
Welcome home, Miles. Miles Robinson's coming back to Atlanta.
So let's make him
as long as they make play Cincinnati tomorrow. Yeah, get after him.
Make him pay.
Get after him. I love Miles. Such a good dude.
Very good player.
Good
too.
Dude, man. Very and so player. Welcome home, Miles, and everything like that. Fight weekend, Andy. You got Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia, already a cluster. You know what? Ryan Garcia, 3 pounds over.
Who am I rooting for, and why? Who should I root for?
Since you. Like, I like Devin Haney, the boxer.
Okay.
His daddy's annoying as hell because his daddy's one of them daddies that talk, but he's a head trainer. But his daddy, one of them daddies that got all that mouth and lip and everything.
All right.
But Devin Haney's a good boxer. Now, he should have lost to Lomo. I don't care what nobody say. Lomachenko beat him. But Ryan Garcia, he's just one of them. He's just, I don't know. I just don't like
him. Yeah, I understood what you said.
Yeah, I don't like him.
No one could see what I just saw. Randy did, I don't know what I would describe it as, but you did like a body movement.
Yeah, like a soft gesture.
I know what you mean. You did a soft body gesture.
I ain't a big fan of his. But anyway, so big fight. Like I said, United.
I'm not rooting for him.
And then Miles is back in the house. Now, do they do tribute videos?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. If they do, they should. I mean, he's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is Miles Robinson getting a tribute video?
If anybody was gonna, I don't know. I mean, obviously Joseph would. If anybody was gonna, and he did, I assume. But I give Miles Robinson a little. But the hard part is with the defensive player. Like, I know he scored some goals, but what do you do? Like, really good tackle.
Yeah.
A bunch of really good.
Yeah.
He played it perfectly. He dispossessed a guy who had an opportunity to. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know what you do. Just beat him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The man chose Cincinnati.
Chose damn Cincinnati.
He chose to go to Cincinnati.
That nasty chili.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Over some chicken wing.
No kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a terrible choice. All right.
Cincinnati.
Let's hear from Trae Young. The exit interviews were this morning. The Hawks off to the offseason, unfortunately, sooner than they have been over the last couple of seasons. I won't say sooner than we thought that they would be, because pretty fitting way for the season to end. But here's Trae Young talking about his future here.
Yeah, I mean, every year teams are different. I mean, obviously, I want to be here. I mean, I want to be here, but I want to win too. So, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, I've said that since I've been here. Like, I want to be here. I want to win championships here and do that. But I want to win.
Hell yeah, Trae.
Yeah, great answer.
I think it's a great answer.
Great answer.
Now, how do y'all go about doing that?
Yeah, right. That's front office, get it together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not going to want to be here. And at a certain point, you can't blame a guy. Like, at a certain point, when you're playing, and I know he was hurt this year, and I know that, you know, whatever, the way that the end of the season went and all that kind of stuff, but, like, Trae Young's an all-star player.
Yes.
Trae Young's an excellent player.
Yes.
They've attempted to build around him a couple of different times. They did a better job the first time. Couple of years, it's not gone as well.
Then? What would this be?
I would say this is roster retool number 3.
Okay, thank you.
Because the first one was rebuild, right? Like you drafted Trae, and then you kind of started drafting other pieces around him. You already had John Collins. You went out and signed some free agents, and some of the draft picks worked out really well. Some of them didn't. Some of the free agency signings were good. But I know we get caught up on the Eastern Conference Finals and all that kind of stuff maybe being a blip. What wasn't the blip was the way they played throughout that whole year. They won 50 games, and they beat the hell out of the Knicks in the first round. Like, that was real. Like, that really did happen. And that was, you know, the Sixers series, there's a lot of weird stuff that happened with Ben Simmons and all of that. Like, but what really did happen was They were a genuine playoff team that was a five seed that year. They went into that first round playoff series against New York and played great. And that, unfortunately, was kind of the, I know they went on to beat Philadelphia and won a couple games in the Eastern Conference Finals as well. You know, you can debate the reality of those next couple of series. But really, I mean, you can't debate what that season was and what that series was against New York and how good Trey was in that series as well. He also scored 50 points in an Eastern Conference Finals game. Like, there are not very many people that have ever done that before. Certainly not very many Atlanta Hawks that have ever done that before. So we quickly forget what this guy is capable of. Then some of that fell apart, and some guys went elsewhere, and for different reasons they moved, and the DeJounte Murray duo hasn't worked out very well. So now they have to try to get it right. And to me, what I'm predicting is they won't do much. I'm predicting that Trey and DeJounte will be
back. What's the point then?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know. And hopefully they can figure it out. What they may do is try to put a better fitting group around Trey for him to still be at his best, but then also for the team to still be able to defend a little bit and for maybe the shooting to be a little, you know what I mean? Like, try to retool around him a bit. And if they don't get it right, then it wouldn't surprise me if a couple years from now, Trey's like, all right, I'm good. You know what I mean? And I couldn't blame him for that, because what the front office has done since that playoff run has got worse every single year. And by the way, this front office is new since then, right? Like, Travis Schlenk was responsible for putting together that team that won 50 games and won two playoff series, but did what they did against
the Knicks. Would you put Landry in these guys?
What do you mean?
Like, you said that was phase one with Travis Schlenk.
Well, they did this one.
Yeah, they did this, but now they're about to do another one because they brought DeJounte here.
Yeah.
And now, so now they're about to do another one.
What they've done is take a team that was a 50-win team that won two playoff series and made it worse every single year.
Yeah.
That's what they've done.
Okay.
So now you have to trust that group to get it right. Mm. You have no choice but to, right? Oh, well, you don't have to trust them. You can trust whoever you want, but you have to hope that they can get it right. And I don't trust them to do it. I mean, I hope they do get it right, but there's absolutely nothing over the last 3 years that would tell you that they will. Right?
Okay. All right. Can we talk about some good teams?
Sure. Yeah. We can talk about some good teams. It doesn't matter who Boston plays.
Yeah.
It would probably be fun for Boston to get revenge on the Heat from last year after the Heat knocked them out and didn't even let them get to the NBA Finals. But it doesn't matter who they play. They're going to beat them. The Knicks and the Sixers is a fun series.
All about Joel Embiid's health.
I think the Sixers are going to win that series.
I think if Joel Embiid is healthy, they were trying to say it was on conditioning in the last game against Miami. It's conditioning.
He was grabbing his knee a lot.
He was there, I'm sure, dragging that leg.
He was grabbing his knee a lot.
He was dragging that leg. Jalen Brunson, heard his stats. He's only been like 22. He hasn't played that big against the Sixers this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 22 points a game and everything
interesting.
Like that.
And him and Maxey is an interesting matchup for sure.
Yeah.
But I like the Sixers in that one.
Milwaukee, it's all about, you know, can Milwaukee keep pace? Because the Pacers are going to score.
Yeah, and if Giannis comes back at any point.
And for some reason, the Pacers and Milwaukee had some little thing going all season. You know, a little tidbit here and everything like that. But the way they score, and then without Giannis.
If Giannis doesn't play, Pacers are going to win that series. Because they're already not good defensively, or at least not as good as they need to be defensively.
He's their best one.
He's the best defensive player they have. Like, if Halliburton gets to go against a Damian Lillard, like at that defense for however many games it would be, like they're gonna win that series.
Yes.
I think the Pacers have a great chance to. And then Orlando and Cleveland, all of the games are going to be on NBA TV, but it might very well be the best series of the first round. And I'm rooting openly for the Orlando Magic, because the Cavs tanked to get into that series because they thought they had a better chance to beat them.
I hope the Magic will beat the hell out of them too, because to me, you got Donovan Mitchell, their best player in Cleveland, don't want to be there, so that's going to be a disaster. I think the Kings win tonight because Zion's not playing.
I know. I wish Zion was playing, though, because I do think Zion and that Pelicans team and the Thunder is an interesting series.
Right.
Like, still wins it, but I think a healthy Pelicans team gives the Thunder trouble. I don't think the Kings do.
I'll give the Lakers two.
Yeah.
I'll give the Lakers two.
Yeah.
I'll give them two.
I think here's why I think the Lakers have a better, a more of a fighting chance than they did last. No way, it was a sweep, but it was a four-game competitive.
12 points.
Yeah, it was a competitive four-game sweep. The Lakers are going to be fresher this time.
Right.
That was the Western Conference Finals. This is the first round.
This division was.
Is that true?
Yes.
Why?
Efficient-wise, they did the numbers and everything. Now, a lot of that, whatever you want to, because at the All-Star break, when Jokic sent out that text, they went on a different level.
Yeah, I mean, they took the first half of the season off.
But one of those guys that killed the Lakers last year is Derek White. What's his name?
Oh, the guy off the bench. No, he's not there.
Yeah, he's
in Toronto or something like that.
Can D'Angelo Russell he play big? I think that Anthony Davis is going to play big.
Yeah.
I think that LeBron's going to do LeBron. Joker's going to get his.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let them other dudes beat you. Don't let Michael Porter Jr. come get you 25.
And he will one game.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gordon
will one game. You know Jamal Murray.
That's
the playoffs.
That's what's going to one of those guys.
Caldwell Pope. They defend. Yeah. I mean, I realize that maybe their overall season-long stats weren't what they had been, but I think the Nuggets are as good as they've ever been.
I like the Suns.
Okay, me too.
I like the Suns.
The only thing, though, is – you know, they're an injury waiting to happen.
They are.
And they've only played so many games with those three guys together. And Nurkic is always, like, one step away from getting banged up, too. Yeah. And the Timberwolves just haven't been there, man. Like, this group of Timberwolves guys just hasn't really been there.
This right here, Bunk, is where we talk about your reps and everything is built in the playoffs. Ant-Man can go.
He's got a chance to deliver on his superstar status. Same thing with SGA. And if he can get the Thunder to the Western Conference Finals, like, there's a lot of young guys that have a chance to really put a stamp on what they can do because not everybody watches all 82 games. People tune in for the playoffs. I think that Mavs-Clippers series
is going to be great.
Excellent.
I think it'll be seven games.
I think it's going to be
excellent.
And I think
you're going to see Kawhi – They're gonna have to put both of them on him. Kawhi and Paul George rotating on Luka.
Yeah, I think Luka is gonna.
You think he's going
destroy the Clippers in this series, man? Like, I think it's you know, as sensitive as that topic is sometimes around here,
right?
It's gonna be real done by the end of this playoff run. I think Luka is about to go on a tirade.
He seems like he's ready for it.
I think he's about to go on an absolute rampage in these playoffs. We'll come back and answer all your questions. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Happy Hour Friday. We'll answer them after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.